Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. For years, some churches have been trying to establish the primacy of the Apostle Peter. From a purely human viewpoint, I can understand the attempt to do that. After all, the Apostle Peter was always named first in any list of the apostles. He was the one chosen to preach the very first gospel sermon, Acts 2, and the first sermon to the Gentiles, Acts 10. Because of his natural disposition, he did often take the lead in whatever the apostles were doing. Of course, his attitude also landed him in some trouble. Sometimes he spoke when he did not know what he was saying. Luke 9:33. It needs to be stated as emphatically as possible. Peter often enjoyed leadership responsibilities among the apostles, but he did not have the primacy. Paul's letter to the Galatians makes that truth very plain. When Paul and Barnabas met with the apostles and elders in Jerusalem to discuss the relationship of the law of Moses to the gospel of Christ, Paul had the same authority as did the other apostles. He made these comments about the apostles and elders in Jerusalem. But of these who seemed to be somewhat, whatsoever they were, it makes no matter to me. God accepts no man's person. For they who seemed to be somewhat in conference added nothing to me. But contrariwise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, as the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship. Galatians 2, 6, 7, and 9. We do not know the names of all of the apostles and elders who met with Paul and Barnabas. But whoever they were, they had no greater authority than Paul enjoyed. He was just as much an apostle as were Peter and John. Paul does not mean to show any disrespect for the men who were serving the Lord in the church at Jerusalem. The early church simply did not have the kind of hierarchy which arose in some religious organizations. Such hierarchies did not then, and they do not now, have God's approval. Since Paul and all the other apostles were operating under the same commission, there was nothing Peter and John could add to what Paul had already received of the Lord. Paul argued that God does not show partiality. The Holy Spirit was guiding all the apostles, not just Peter and the other Jerusalem apostles. There was no room in the Lord's church for one man or a group of men to have the kind of power which later developed in religion. Everybody was on the same level and acted that way. There was no attempt to relegate Paul to a position of obscurity. On the contrary, when the apostles and elders at Jerusalem fully understood what was transpiring, they were enthusiastic in their support of Paul's work among the Gentiles. The Jerusalem contingent understood that the gospel of the uncircumcision had been committed to Paul, and they gave him and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship. The uncircumcision were the Gentiles. Paul had earlier explained his mission in the book of Galatians. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. Galatians 1, 15 and 16. Paul enjoyed supernatural guidance in his work among the Gentiles, just as the other apostles did among the Jews. He did not need to consult them about the gospel he preached, and they did not need to consult him. Paul had been entrusted with the gospel to be preached to the Gentiles, and Peter had been given the commission to preach to the Jews. They were fellow workers, not competitors. They both served the same Lord for the same reason. We thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.